the coronavirus derailed competitive sports over the past year. For many professional cyclists, it stopped them in their tracks. Scattered across the world, many had to ask tough questions about their futures in the sport.
We're just minutes away.
Minutes away from Andrew Jeannette's first race in 9 months.
This is now very nearly the make or break time.
He rolls his bike to the start line. You can hear laughs and jeers, but you can't see anybody's smiles. They're all wearing masks. A small crowd assembles behind the caution tape that zigzags through a grassy field.
We're ready.
Like Jeannette, they're ready to go.
You're off.
Jeannette is a professional cyclist. He's racing in one of the few races left on his calendar in preparation for the Cyclocross World Cups in Europe. Think of cyclocross like a marriage between mountain and road biking. When Jeannette isn't racing, he lives and trains in Asheville. Back in March of last year, Jeannette was on the way to his first big race of the season. When he was an hour away, he got the call. The race was canceled.
Definitely hit me like a ton of bricks. It felt like things were getting serious real quick.
When racing was canceled, Brazilian national champion Vitor Zuko was in Belgium. As the reigning national champion, Zuko gets to wear his flag across his chest at every race. But riding up and down Town Mountain doesn't quite warrant such an occasion. He hasn't had the opportunity to wear his flag in almost a year.
I felt like everything around me was kind of crumbling down.
Zuko admits he's sacrificed personal relationships for a professional cycling career.
Yeah, when it stopped, it kind of, for a moment, it felt like I left everything behind for no reason.
Zuko's current teammate, Brendan Rim, lost his previous team during that month. When racing was canceled, he was stuck in Spain. His team spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on rentals, logistics, and training.
And then, you know, everything got shut down and we didn't end up racing. So all the sponsors are saying, well, we're not going to pay you the rest of the sponsorship money that we promised.
The financial burden was too much. Rim's team folded. With no season and no results to flaunt, Rim had to scramble to find a new team.
It has been frustrating to get so close to kind of a breakthrough in my career and then just have it all get put on pause. And I'd emphasize pause, not collapse.
Rim's just starting his career, unlike Olympic cyclist Brent Bookwalter. A veteran of the sport and an Olympian in 2016, Bookwalter worried that this might be the end.
I'm definitely closer to the end than I am the beginning. So then I'm starting to think, what if this is it? What if my career's done and this is how it ends? Some, you know, pandemic comes and knocks all the races out and then I, you know, never get back to it.
So he came home, back to Asheville, back to what's kept him riding for so long, the love of his bike. He had just become a father too, and his entire livelihood was thrown into jeopardy.
Oh, just... yeah, so much unexpected, just really like loss of control. I guess control is always a bit of an illusion, and I've learned that as a parent even more.
Like any new dad, Bookwalter was scared after his son was born. He leaned on his confidence as a professional bike racer.
You know, I'm a dang good bike racer, and I have a job doing this. And yeah, when that component was sort of sent into question and sent into doubt, then had to do a bit of soul searching and, you know, had to ask myself, why am I still doing this?
He says the answer changes daily, but that didn't stop him from pulling off what he dubbed one of the best races of his career in 2020. Bookwalter is back in action for a new season with an uncertain schedule as some races have already been canceled or postponed. He even made it back to Europe, and he's taking the uncertainty of the season in stride.
We all have a sort of duty to the world and the, you know, the greater population to have our sport come second to the health of society. So I think we're all okay with that and just really, you know, grateful to be professional bike racers and racing in this tense, complicated time.
Andrew Jeannette is patiently waiting to race again. He completed a short European schedule in December and January, but he wants more. He's 29 now. He's got no time to waste.
You know, to some degree, this is a young man's sport, and there's definitely a shelf life to athletes. Every year you miss racing, you know, whether it's due to injury or a global pandemic, that's a year of racing that you aren't going to get back.
His season is set to start in May, and May can't come soon enough.
I am so excited to get back to racing, to get back to some level of normalcy.
Until then, he'll bide his time tearing up the mountains in Asheville. I'm Megan Kane, BPR News.